This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning. How's everybody doing? We're now Agun Chodesh. Today, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we are learning a very important siman. Siman Hey, where the Mechaber said that one should be Mechavein when they make brachos, the meaning of the words, when you say Hashem's name, you should be Mechavein the meaning of the name, the way it's read, B'Shem Adnos, and the way it's spelled, B'Shem Havaya. Now, that's a big job, because we mention Hashem's name many, many times when we make brachos. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to say that each time you say Hashem's name, you should think, Adoin Koel, Hayohe Viviyah. When you say Elohim, Takif, Bal HaYecholas, Bal HaKoychas Kulam. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that this is not found in the Gemara. Nowhere does the Gemara say that when you say the name of God, you should think about both meanings of His name. In fact, nowhere does the Gemara say you should think of any meanings of Hashem's name. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's based on the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, don't throw the brachas out of your mouth. And we read yesterday from the Sefer Chasidim and Siman Mem Vav that you should contemplate the significance and importance of each word. And if one does not say brachos with intent, and rather says it by rote, it actually elicits the anger of Hashem. But nowhere in the Gemara does it say one should be mechavein, the meaning of the Shem Hashem. But this is what the Mechaber is saying, and it's based on the Torah. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis. Kriyasei ba'adnos. Ki Hashem ha'nichbad va'anoira asur l'kroisei kichsavai. The honorable and awesome name of God is prohibited to read it the way it's spelled. K'moy sh'amru chazal. Ha'hoiges Hashem ba'isi yosef ein lo'cheg l'maba. One who says God's names the way it's written loses his share in the world to come. Now, what about to say Yud and the K Vav K, and to say it instead of a K, you say a Hey? The Dershu brings from the Kafachai, the name of the Ari and the Radvaz, that's also Hoyges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef, and it's Asar. That's why we say Yud K Vav K. To say the Shem Adnos, like the way the Svardim do, the Kafachai says the name of the Radvaz, you don't have to be so Machmir. What about to think about the meaning of the Shem? What about to think the Shem Havaya, the way it's written? So we already saw the Mishnah Berurah says you should picture the Shem Havaya, Benikud Yira. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah continues. Elotzach lekroiski lo hayakasav Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You have to read it as if it was written Aleph Dal Nun Yud. By the way, there's a famous Brisker Rav who says, it's not a Kri Ksiv. In other words, when you see the Shem Havaya, it's not a Kri Ksiv that it's written Shem Havaya, but we read a different word. That's how you read that word. The Nafka Bina being, if you're a Bal Koyre, are you allowed to sort of look out of the word while you're reading it? If it was a Kri Ksiv, you wouldn't have to see it because it's a Kri. But if this is the way it's read, you need to be seeing it. In other words, that's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Anyway, now, V'gam b'nukudas adoy, and then noy dehainu ha'alef b'chatev patach. The alef is not just a regular chatev, not a regular patach, but a chatev patach. Avaloy b'patach levad, oy b'shva levad. So the patach under the aleph is a chatav patach. Now, we don't have a clear tradition how to pronounce the chatav patach, but it's not a patach alone. V'hadalad b'choylam, the dalad is a choylam, v'hanun b'kamatz. The nun is a kamatz, not like many Sephardim pronounce it, aleph dalad, and then they say nai. So they're making kodesh into choyl, like Rabbeinu B'chayi says famously in Parshas Vayira. V'yadgish hayud shetei nikar ziyofeh, emphasize the yud. Rak b'kavona yechav nashim avaya. It's just that when you're mechavin, you should have in mind the Shem Havaya, the tam ha-negino hu milra, and it has to be, you have to emphasize the last syllable, not Baruch atah Adoy, and then Noi, but Adoy, and then Noi. It's a milra. It's a milra. You say, what's the difference? There's no difference. Just one is right and one is wrong. That's the only difference. Okay? So, that's the biggest difference you could have. Just like nobody wants to call, you're not going to call Rabbi Yeager. His name is Rabbi Yeager. So, we're going to, it's the same thing with the name of Hashem. You got to pronounce it correctly. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Gimel. Shahaya v'chulu. Ubeber hagra kasav. Now, there's a very interesting and important machlokes between the Mechaber and the Gra. The Mechaber learns one is required to be Mechavein to every single name of Hashem. B'chsivasai uv'kriyasai. Comes the Gra, and the Gra says a leniency. The Gra says, look, you only have to be mechavin to the way it's read. Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. We always follow the reading. Certainly, though, there are great secrets in the writing. Except for Levad B'Kriya Shema, Shem Tzarch Lechavin Gamkein Haya Hoive V'Yiya. Now, what does the Gra mean in Kriya Shema? Does it mean the first Pasuk? Does it mean the first Parsha? Does it mean the whole Kriya Shema? The words that are quoted by the Mishnah Berurah imply the entire Kriya Shema Me'ikar Adin, you need to be Mechavein, Haya, Hoiveviya. He doesn't say Levad Me Pasuk Rishain. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Archaim Chelek Hesem and Hey, that if you just think God, Hashem Yizbarach, then B'diavad Yir Yotze. Now, where the writing, if where the name of Hashem is written, Aleph Dalet, according to everyone, you don't have to be mechavin, only that he's the master. In other words, this chumra, we'll call it, of the mechaber, or the gra for Kriya Shema, does not apply when the name is written, Aleph Dalet, Nun Yud. It's only when it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Im Echad Mesaper Chazdei Hashem Sha'asai. If one relates the kindness of God, in other words, let's say you say, you know, we were making this campaign and it was, you know, it was not an easy process and Baruch Hashem, great miracles happened and we were successful, b'siyata d'shmaya, and you want to say Hashem's name, u'metchila mazker Hashem, at first you said Hashem's name, v'roitz ligmar dvar ma'ashol sa'ol Hashem, and then you want to finish your words and say what God did for you, asr l'hafsika b'dvarim, you can't interrupt. Does that mean you can't interrupt what you're saying, or others should not interrupt you? I guess it means even other people should not interrupt the guy. Shema mitaka ligmadvav. He might get distracted and he won't finish up. Now, certainly the implication though is that it is permitted to say, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud did for me X, Y, and Z. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. You know, us Ashkenazim, we're very scared too. We don't do that kind of thing, you know. The Sfardim, they have more reverence, so they could take the chance. But we, you know, we're not on such a high madrega, so we can't take such a chance. But if Me'ikar Adin is permitted, you want to say, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Yisparach Shemo, he did X, Y, and Z for me, he helped me get out of bed this morning, he helped me cross the street, so that's permitted. But let's say a guy wanted to curse someone, and he started by saying the name of Hashem, Mutzvah Lafsikai, because, okay, you're going to make better that he says Levatala than he curses with the name of Hashem. Mitzvah Lafsikai Shalai Yigmar Dvar V'lo Yechta. Fine. Now, yesterday somebody asked, maybe Mendy, remind me, about whether it's sufficient maybe to say in the beginning of the day that you're mechavein, that all of your recitations of Hashem's name should be l'shem hayahay v'viyah and aleph dal non yod, Hashem adnos. So I'll tell you a few interesting things. Actually, this comes from the shir that we gave on Adoy Noilam. The Mate Moshe brings in Ois Lamed Aleph that anyone who's mechavein for the tefillah of Adoy Noilam, he brings from Yehuda Achasa, Rav Haigon, Rav Shvira Goin, that they are guarantors Shetfilosai nishma'as ve'in satan mekatreg al tfilosai ve'in loy satan ufegarab rosh hashanah yom kippurim betfilosai ve'oivav noiflum afanav. So Adonai Olam is a very powerful tefillah. The Eish Shel Avraham Abuchach in his Siddur, Das Kedoshim, Tefillah LeDavid, he brings that many say L'Shem Yichud many, many times a day, but if somebody wants to rely on saying one L'Shem Yichud for one mitzvah, that is sufficient. Yafe Oiseh, like we say by Ksiva Sefer Torah, or by Get, that if you're mechabin in the beginning, whatever you do, stam follows afterwards. So the Eish Shel Avraham brings v'nochel lefarish b'mamar rishon shemegal adaita kol shayachos sheyiloi lemitzvah leshayachos lemitzvah b'chol ayoyim, that everything is al das the original kavan l'shem yichud. And he says, if God allows me to publish a siddur, I'll print a nusach, and then he publishes the following nusach. Harini mechavin me'ata al kol prat uprat mimasei v'diburai machshavoisei shekol ayoyim ad lamachar l'shem yichud. So basically, yeah, it's very nice to be mechavin that whatever you do is l'shem shemayim. I'm going to sleep l'shem shemayim, I'm eating l'shem shemayim, I'm playing with my kids l'shem shemayim, whatever you do. But, you know, not everybody could be so oiske cheshvin. So in the beginning of the day, you say, whatever I do today should be l'shem shemayim. But then he adds, v'harini mechavin me'ata ad l'mochar be'ez hazois b'chol pam she'azker shem havaya ha'kodosh shehu b'ksivasi shehu b'ksivasoi hoya hoya v'ya u'v'kriyosei aleph dal nun yud that shehu adoin kol. And when I say Elohim, I'm mechavin that it should be with the kavan of taka b'alechos b'alekochos kulam. Bottom line is the Das Kedoshim formulated a nusach that you say once a day in the beginning of the day that all of your recitations of God's name should be with the following kavana. And I also, it's in the Sefer Afike Yam, which is one of the classics Svarim of Lamdus, Rabbi Chil Michal Rabinowitz. He says, Inyan, in the back, they're Pnine Yam, Ois Gimel, Inyan Gadol Hu Lahasnois. And if it's written Yudkevavke, Kavanasi Adon Kol B'Hoyavivia, and when I say Elohim, it's I'm a chavin for both. The Tamei HaMenhagim Ois Chav Tefs quotes from the Oyev Yisrael, the Abda Rav, that that's the function of Adon Olam. When you say Adon Olam, you're being Moiser Moida, that whenever you say the Shem Adnos, you're mechavin that Hashem is Adon Olam. And when you say the words "V'loy ha'oyz v'hamisra," that's the kavana you're providing to every time you say Elohim. And when you say "V'hu haya," "V'hu hayveh," "V'hu yiyeh," "B'sifara," that's the kavana you're providing to the for the Shem Havaya. He quotes that from the Abda Rav. In the Halicha Shlomo, he brings from Shlomo Zalman that why could you be soymech on this nusach that was composed, you know, by the Eish Shel Avraham Abuchach or the Afike Yam. I mean, these are recent individuals. He says because it's not found in Shas that one is required to have these kavanos, and it's so to speak maybe understood or implicit, but it was never sort of codified in the Talmud Bavli. Therefore, b'doyreisenu hachalushim, where it's very difficult to mechavein, it's perhaps enough to say this tonight and it would work for the rest of the day, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. But if you have one of those sidurim that they give it to you right there, so sometimes that helps. Other times, after you use the sidur for 3 days, you're already, you know, on autopilot. But it's probably a nice thing to say. You walk into Shul in the morning, Harini Mechavein. Then whenever I say it, Hashem's name, it should be with kavana. Don't call hoy hoy v'yev. And whenever I say like him, it should be with the intention of takif ubalachos balakoychos kulam. It takes about 5.5 seconds. And but Rav Moshe says b'diavad, you should at least when you're saying Hashem's name, realize you're talking to the one above. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Thanks for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.